This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And today, I'm peeling back the layers on one of the most fascinating figures in modern mysticism, Edgar Cayce, better known as the Sleeping Prophet. Born in 1877 in Kentucky, Edgar Cayce was a small-town salesman cum photographer who became a household name by diagnosing illnesses and providing often medically validated treatments while asleep. And perhaps best known for his channeled medical savvy, Cayce also offered insights into the nature of existence, reality, and God, while providing detailed information on both humanity's past and its future. But how did this all begin? Well, as a kid, Cayce saw angels and spoke of visions, and one day, instead of reading his textbook, he fell asleep on it, only to wake up, apparently, knowing everything inside. Not believing Cayce was telling the truth, his teacher gave him a good grilling, and sure enough, he rattled off the content like he'd been studying for months. These childhood glimpses of the extraordinary were just the beginning of a life that would lead to the establishment of a college, a nonprofit foundation, change thousands of lives, and for many, definitively establish that there is more to our existence, the world, and our reality than we can possibly imagine. Now, let's fast forward to Cayce's young adult years, where he was working as a salesman until one day he lost his voice. And it didn't come back. Doctors were baffled, and as the situation grew more desperate, Cayce turned to a hypnotist who placed him in a deep trance. It was then that he finally resumed speaking, but not as himself. Instead, what would become Cayce's spiritual guide began to detail his condition and prescribed a successful treatment involving massage, herbs, and the recommendation to better balance his spiritual and material lives. Word of Cayce's extraordinary healing and the mystical way it came about spread, and soon, people from all over were writing to ask for help with ailments that confounded their doctors. And like with his own healing, Cayce would lie down, close his eyes, and enter his now famous trance. In this state, he described the body of the requesting individual like a human MRI, pinpointing problems and recommending remedies. Take the case of a boy diagnosed with blindness. Cayce's reading revealed the issue wasn't in his eyes, but in his spine. Specifically, a nerve was being pinched due to an injury. He recommended a regimen of chiropractic adjustment and dietary changes, and within a year, the boy regained his sight. Or consider the man with epilepsy, whose convulsions were so severe, the doctors offered no hope. Cayce prescribed an herbal formula, adjustments to the neck, and a special diet. Following Cayce's guidance, the man's seizures stopped entirely. But Cayce's gift didn't stop with health readings. Over time, he began receiving questions about things far beyond the physical. Questions about the nature of the soul, past lives, and humanity's forgotten history. One of Cayce's most famous readings involved Atlantis, the legendary civilization described by Plato, lost beneath the waves some 13,000 years ago. Cayce said Atlantis had been a highly advanced society of crystal energy technologies, massive temples, and a culture that was so far advanced to our own. And while we do use crystals to power our watches thanks to the piezoelectric effect, and they can be found in many of our own advanced tech like computers and oscillators, we have not yet come close to the wonders Cayce said to exist in Atlantean culture. He even predicted that remnants of Atlantis could be discovered in the Bahamas. And in 1968, divers found what became known as the Bimini Road, a mysterious underwater passage that just might be remnants of the ancient world. Today, the Edgar Cayce Foundation, the Association for Research and Enlightenment, and Atlantic University in Virginia Beach carry on his work through education, philanthropy, community, and caretaking Cayce's thousands of documented readings, published in both print and online. If you're curious to learn more, you can hop on down to Virginia Beach or simply visit edgarcayce.org. The answers to all your burning questions might just be a click away. For Esoterica, I'm CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.